I do have an announcement this morning. It is one that is not my pleasure to make, but it's not unexpected. We were notified this week by Pastor Terry that he's ready to go back into retirement. So September 1st will be his formal resignation date. But he wrote such a nice note to us that I thought it would be appropriate to read this to you. Dear members of Bethesda, now that your call process is underway and because I look forward to retiring again, I hereby offer my resignation as interim pastor effective September 1st, 2017. Working with you toward the goal of calling a new pastor at this late stage in my career in public ministry has been both renewing of my spirit and deeply satisfying because of the privilege of doing ministry with the saints at Bethesda. It is with gratitude to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that I leave you in the hands of your very capable leaders as you look to a new beginning with your new pastor and a very promising future. God's peace and blessings in your gift of mugging unsuspecting children of God. Pastor Terry Frovick. It has obviously been an honor and a blessing for us to have such strong leadership through these last months. By the time we reach September, Pastor Terry will have served with us for effectively a year. The first time he came to get to meet most of us, other than those that were involved in the process, was our jamboree. So to show the type of spirit he has, he still joined as an interim minister after watching our jamboree. So Pastor Terry, it has been a blessing. For those of you that are considering the Holden trip, what a great opportunity it would be to spend that week with he and his wife and others, hopefully from the congregation. If my wife and I didn't have a son getting married on September 1st, we would be on that trip. It'll be, I think, a wonderful journey and a great opportunity for those that can make it to spend that blessed time with Pastor Terry. So we'll have 2 months now to say our farewells and enjoy his leadership over this period. You're probably now wondering, okay, what does that mean now? The call committee is underway. There's one candidate that has been presented by the Synod, and the process will unfold from here. I hope that we all share one thing, though, and that is certainly that we pray for the process and we pray for our call committee, but we need to still stand tall and know that we're looking for the right long-term leader for our church, not now we're in a time of flux, we better make a decision. I hope we do continue to find the right leader for our church, not something that we just got to act on because of our interim minister moving on. So the worship and music committee will be starting this week, looking at pulpit backup through starting in September and beyond. We'll talk with the synod, we'll talk with the call committee, we'll make decisions whether we think this is a longer term picture or a shorter term picture, but most importantly, let's continue to pray for the process and pray for the call committee as they search for the new leader. And then in the meantime, let's give appropriate farewells to Pastor Terry and thank him for all he's done for our church.
I'm just totally humbled by the privilege and the opportunity to have spent this time with Bethesda Lutheran.